Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go.
So everyone's talking about this nonsense about Easter eggs, right?
Oh, yes.
But there's a reason for it. And some supermarkets have revealed why you can see Easter eggs now in shops. And Everyone's going, oh, it's too early and all that. It is too early, right? But the reason they do it is panic buying. When people see all these huge amount of eggs now, they think there's going to be scarcity. Better buy them now. Better get them now while they're here. And that's the main reason supermarkets do it. It's a trick.
There's a lot of discourse about it this year.
Yeah.
Like there's politicians I saw this week giving out about it. I'm going, they're not going to ruin your day. Just don't buy them.
No, so they have the stock in for ages ago, probably before Christmas. They just stick it out in the front and it makes people panic buy. I saw people do the same thing with tins of roses and stuff.
Yeah.
About like November. And there were special offers on get your things now before they're all gone. And they weren't all gone.
You know what? My mum always panic buys the tubs. You know, like the tubs of Smarties and stuff that you get for your like stocking fillers.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, because if she sees them, if they come out crazy early, she's like, I have to buy them now because they're not going to be there in December.
No, yeah.
But I don't think I'll be. I fear about buying Easter eggs too early. I'm always worried they're just going to melt. Like, my house is never that warm, but yeah, that's a fear of mine.
Chocolate tastes different in an egg than you get anywhere else.
That's because they have to use different ingredients to make it go into a circle.
Is that right? I never knew that.
That's why, yeah, because it does melt quicker.
So that, and it's nicer.
It is. It's more melty.
Yeah, it's smoother or something like that, isn't it?
Other ingredients in a normal bar that keeps it kind of stiffer. So to make it into an oval shape, they have to take that ingredient out.
They've kind of let themselves down over the last few years. Like, remember you used to get these Easter eggs? I know we're talking about Easter, but Easter eggs in a cup.
Yeah,
the egg would be in a cup.
Yeah, what happened to the cups?
Cups are all gone. Yeah. No more cups anymore.
Well, let's park that. We'll bring that back around March.
Easter's early this year.
Well, that's why. So they're just trying to freak you out. Your Auntie Nora will be there now stocking up, buying 52 of them. So what happened to you, Rosie?
Can I ask you both, when it comes to naps, what's your views?
Oh, well, it's changed. We were only talking about this a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, I started...
Off air. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So here, I...
was busy era before that. 7 o'clock.
We did a lot of talking before our show. I never used to nap. I will not nap on a weekday, because I will wake up and panic and not know where I am, and I think I've missed work and I've missed everything. But I do love a good weekend nap. Like, oh, I love a weekend nap. And I always try to do 40 minutes and I end up doing about 2.5 hours.
Oh, no, too much nap is bad. I listen to my body. So if I'm absolutely wrecked, if I'm driving home and I think I'm struggling to stay awake, then I'll have a nap. But other than that...
And would you set a little alarm to say, okay, in an hour I wake up?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah.
But I snooze it about 4 times.
See how I'm doing. But yeah.
I'd be an hour and a half every single day.
Okay. Oh, right, yeah.
Okay. Even on my holidays, even on my break.
That's very European of you.
Hour and a half, I don't know what
actually,
it is.
Yeah.
Spanish.
I had a 3.5 hour nap, which I would consider a
That's
sleep.
A kip.
That's
yesterday.
That's a half kip.
Oh, no. So I just, my other half was doing studying thingy in the house yesterday and he wasn't supposed to be there. And I was like, well, look, I'm not going to make noise or watch TV or cook or do anything. I'm going to go for a little sleep. I'm not going to stick an alarm on. 1:30 I went to sleep at, and I woke up at 5 o'clock. That's 3.5 hours.
Jesus, that's a big
thing.
Maybe about 10
You must have
five.
Needed it, Crossy. So here's what they say, sleep experts, right? They say if you lie on your bed, on your back, and if you fall asleep within 10 minutes, you need it.
Oh.
Because your body needs it.
See, my nana would always say she's resting her eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than nap, she's like, I'm just resting my eyes, and who knows how long she'd be sleeping.
3.5 hours. And did you feel groggy after that? I always feel wrecked.
Yeah.
I didn't know where I was. You know, when I woke up, because it was 5 o'clock and it was getting dark.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, it's 5 a.m. I have to go to work. And then I went, relax, it's okay.
See, that's the thing. It's like the panic when you wake up from a nap sometimes just is disconcerting, and I don't like it.
Yeah, like the wildest dreams. Do you ever get that?
Yeah.
You get these really weird dreams about, and they're vivid as well. And I remember waking up for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Like, it does make sense. That's the REM sleep. So they really need it across. You need more sleep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're having deep sleep with the big dreams and everything. You need your kip.
Because I WhatsApp people.
In your dream?
No, but I remember waking up for 10 minutes but still being asleep and WhatsApping somebody but going back to sleep, but I don't remember the process.
Did you WhatsApp
I was WhatsApping someone on something completely normal. Oh. I was replying to somebody.
But you were asleep?
Yeah, but I was fast asleep, yeah.
Do you sleepwalk?
No.
That's mad. Don't
sleepwalk.
Like
I sleep talk.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm pretty bad at
sleep
talking.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah. I'm like that little baby.
Even in his sleep.
I'm like that little baby.
Have any of you ever really played Tetris?
Yes.
As in, like, know properly how to play?
I googled this. I was never a good person at doing games.
See, I think it was like someone's phone. Remember when you were small and you'd be like, can I play on your phone? Ooh, yes. Thank you, Jim.
There we go.
Yes. I used to just drop the little, what's it, the different colored blocks, but I never really knew what I was properly doing. Like, it was never very good.
There are people who are experts at it. And to this day, they play it on their phones. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
it's a massive thing. And there's VR Tetris now.
Oh.
Where you can actually hold the blocks and put them down and stuff like that.
Actually, that'd be a proper workout because it goes fast.
Yeah. It's a great workout, actually.
It goes very fast.
Faster and faster. Yeah.
Just like, there you go.
We're all got our hands in the air now. We just don't care.
Well, here, a boy who's 13 is believed to be the first person to beat Tetris. Like, beat. Fully completed.
Completed it, mate.
Apparently, right, it took him 38 minutes to reach level 157. I don't think I've got past level
past
2.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy fast.
Yeah, like he said, it would go so quick that, what was it? He said it was going so quick he couldn't feel his fingers. He thought it was going to pass out. It was going that quick. So apparently that level has been, like, you know, achieved by AI, but never an actual person. And he would practice for 5 hours a day. Oh. 5 hours a day. Playing.
And it took 38 minutes to complete
38 minutes. He did 157 levels and completed it.
What does he get for that? Nothing.
Just a pat on the back.
Fingers.
A pat on the back and a few little articles. Doesn't say. Willis Gibson is his name.
Well done, Willis Gibson.
That's a lovely name.
He looks like a lovely chap.
It was invented in Russia.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah,
the music's very Russian.
It is actually a little bit interesting.
Hello.
I saw that it was a quiz question. Somehow I listened into quiz questions.
Oh, and
I
heard them on TV. Like,
and it was like, yeah, where was Tetris invented? And it was, yeah, Russia.
Never played it well. Never played it well at all.
There's loads of different variations of it now as well. There's loads of different, there's millions of little online
versions of it.
They're calming type games.
Here, just give me Snake on 3310 and I'm a happy girl.
Oh, remember Snake.
Love Snake.
I love Ryan Gosling. He's a very funny guy.
Oh, I love
Great eyes.
Who doesn't love Ryan Gosling? He's one of those guys everybody loves, right?
He's like one of those that he just seems really normal, but then I must say has an unreal bod. Just saying. Okay.
I like his hair and his blue eyes.
I like his sense of humour. between it all, he's a hit.
He's a catch,
girls. We like him, yes. So the rumour is now he was asked, would he be interested in performing at the Oscars?
Ooh.
Please say he said yes.
Well, he's kind of given, he was a bit of coy about it, and he said, I haven't been invited, and he did it in a kind of jokey way. This is with the W magazine.
Yeah.
He said, I wasn't thinking about it until now, and now it's all now it's all I can think about. He said, do you get paid to sing at the Oscars? He was really like teasing them.
Yeah.
Do you have to drive yourself? What kind of scratch is involved? Do they pick you up at least? Yeah. So he's kind of hinting that I am Ken.
Oh my God, please.
Imagine that performance.
It's a great song.
And just loads of Kens just standing hand in hand on the Oscar stage. That'd be so good.
So I presume it's up for best song.
Nominations are coming out on the 23rd of January.
That's why he hasn't been invited then.
Yeah, so he probably just wanted to tempt fate.
Yes, because it's been nominated for, that song has been nominated for a Golden Globe.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm guessing then it should be hopefully be up for an Oscar.
10th of March is when the Oscars is on, Sunday night. Get a dodgy link and watch it.
It's not live, no.
It's there's certain places that do have it, so.
Like when we watch it on, it's usually on RTE for us, but it's like,
oh, that's like
properly that's cut, like, it's properly chopped, and it's ages later.
You know everything already.
Yeah, you already know.
Because it's on for 4 hours. 4 hours. That's very long.
Very long.
Did
very
you,
long.
Your little one watch it yet?
The Oscars?
No, Barbie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she did.
So
yeah,
you're, and what did you think of it?
Oh, she loved it, yeah.
Did you like it?
I hadn't seen it.
Oh, you didn't watch it? No. Oh, okay. No. Did you watch it?
I did, and I bawled. I cried so hard at the little montage scene of like all the women with their Barbies.
No spoilers.
Just
but nothing happens. It's just a montage.
I know, it's just a montage. Nothing really happens in it.
I don't want to know there's going to be a montage. That's a spoiler.
it's a powerful woman movie, isn't it?
Yes. Like,
it really, and
it's got a great
so
message.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I really loved it.
The L one when she started.
No, don't. Don't even.
Sorry, Jim.
No.
Well, on stage at the Oscars, that would be a real moment. Ryan Gosling performing I'm Just Ken.
Okay, because wait, did he do anything? Do you remember when La La Land came out? Did they do something?
I don't know.
They must have done something from the Oscars.
I've never watched that movie.
Oh, that's a good movie.
I've heard that. Yeah.
That's good. You'd like, that's a bit of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would love it.
Singing, dancing, romance. Come on.
Yeah, I bawled
watching
that too.
Sometimes those movies, a movie just leaves you.
No, that's a good one. That is good. That is really good.
So Barbie is going to win loads of awards.
La La Land was the one that they called it out by mistake, wasn't it?
Oh.
But they called it another movie out by mistake.
Yes!
Then,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
I love when that happens.
La La Land won, but they called out some other movie first.
Oh, was it a foreign movie?
I think it was like Parasite or one of those ones. No, maybe it wasn't Parasite.
Half of them were on stage and they all had to walk back down.
So bad.
Who did that in Ireland?
Marty Whelan.
Was it Marty Whelan?
Are you sure it was Marty Whelan?
Yeah, it was some dancing thing.
Was it You're a Star?
They announced the wrong winner.
It was Derek Mooney.
Derek Mooney. That's
sorry,
it.
It was for oh, something that I might have
it
been
was
on
You're
many
a Star,
years.
You had You're a Star.
No, it was on. It was for Fame the Musical.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it seems to have happened a lot, hasn't it?
But the pressure you have.
Sorry, they're just saying it in your ear, aren't they?
They're saying it in your ear, I would presume, yeah.
And then you just, oh, God.
But if you want to say something else, it's just going to come out of your mouth.
Yeah, you might
be thinking something and they have to tell you something. Yeah.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 6. CEPmooney.ie.
So Harry Styles is growing his hair again, just to let everyone know.
Oh, thank God for that.
Is everyone okay with that? He shaved his head, now he's growing it out again. The pictures are going around on X.
Did he mention how his trip in Turkey was?
He didn't mention that, but he was wearing a cute blonde. Did he go to Turkey?
That's the rumour.
A cute blonde button-up shirt and his hair is definitely growing back. The response ran the gamut. I've never in my life would have thought I'd see Harry with his hair cut.
That buzz cut filter, though, that was going around was fantastic, though. I did enjoy that.
It's coming back, the buzz.
Is it now?
Yeah, a lot of people seem to be having the buzz cut.
I suppose a lot of people my age, they're like, nah, I want the longest hair I can possibly have.
Less stress, more success.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Everyone, big uptake last year. People were watching the movie, thinking it was amazing. For the first time ever in London this year, there's going to be an AI Elvis Presley with some never seen before performances of him or the AI version.
Wow.
And it's backed by the family. So this isn't just, you know, some fella going to do it and trying to bring people in. It's going to be like ABBA.
Oh, cool.
Which I saw the ABBA one. Now, in fairness,
it was good, wasn't it?
It's savage.
Oh, so like, can you tell that they're obviously holograms?
No. The first three songs you're not going to know with ABBA if you're a fan.
Yeah.
Because your mouth's on the floor going, how is that?
By the end of it, you feel like you've seen the real band.
Yes.
That's mad.
Yeah.
I didn't realise it was like that.
I don't know.
Don't mess with it.
AI Elvis Presley.
No, I don't like it. Here, Kygo, huge fan of Kygo, right? He has teased brand new music. Kygo posted this on his social media last night.
Sounds like one of those people playing one of those free pianos at a dark station.
Times are tough.
I do love a bit of, like, what was it? His song Firestone, Stole the Show. Oh,
you know that was written by the back of a truck.
What?
Which one? There was a Firestone truck in front of him. Honestly, I'm not. This isn't a joke.
No, Jim. No, I don't believe you.
Look it up.
Seriously,
he was driving behind a Firestone truck, and he thought that's a cool name. And he decided to do it.
Trying to think the lyrics. My friend walked down the aisle to an acoustic version of Firestone.
Oh, lovely!
And it is Mary Rose.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
Oh, that is nice.
Because when you slow it down.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
That is. Tyla revealed to the BBC that she almost didn't release her hit Water.
Ooh. What?
I wasn't very hard on myself. I'm a perfectionist. So randomly, like sometimes thoughts would creep in. But I mean, in general, like I always had a feeling that this was going to happen one day. Even for Water, I didn't even want that version to come out. I was like, no, like I don't like the way it sounds. We have to fix it. And everyone was like, we have to release it now or else we won't release it for the summer, and we ended up releasing it and it literally blew up.
Oh my God. Also, I could listen to her talk all day.
She's cool.
Stunning South African accent.
That is brilliant. And I'd say she's happy she released it.
Before Christmas, okay, I went and got a skin treatment, right? So this treatment was called BBL.
A whole new world.
So I'm really bad when it comes to any of these things. I don't really know what they are. So I went to get this treatment and I was like, okay, amazing. It's supposed to be like get rid of redness and like if you have like little veins on your face.
On your face, right? BBL.
Right? So it's on your face, okay? So I'm there kind of going like, oh, I like put it on Instagram being like, oh, I got like a BBL treatment, la, la, la. You know, posting it all over the shop, right?
Okay.
So then I'm sitting there with my sister and my dad. And I was like, oh, here, I got this BBL done to my face. Oh, no, to my skin. I think I said skin, right?
Okay.
And my sister gave me a weird look. And I was like, all right, okay. And I was like, oh, yeah, like I've noticed a difference in my skin. And she was like, kind of just didn't. And my sister be really into skincare, really into makeup more than I would. She gives out to me for not having a clue. And anyway, the next day, she comes to me and she was like, here, sis, why were you saying that in front of dad? And I was like, saying what in front of dad?
Was it?
Yeah. She was like, why are you saying that in front of dad? She was like, I can't believe you got BBL. And I was like, why? I was like, it's just for me. It's actually just for my face. Like, it gets rid of redness. And she was like, I thought a BBL was a Brazilian butt lift.
What?
Brazilian butt lift. I was like, no, I didn't. And then, right, went somewhere else. Sorry, was in Virgin Media.
But hang on, would you not want to see what your Brazilian... sister. Would you not say, what's the story with your Brazilian...
No, because she didn't want to say it in front of my dad.
But would you not notice if somebody got a Brazilian butt lift?
I don't know.
Like, your jeans would be sort of like...
How does that work? Does that mean your bum would be a bit more...
I think a Brazilian butt lift is almost like you get... Now, I could be totally wrong, so, you know, don't come at me. But I think it's like you get stuff injected into your derriere and then things get like lifted up. So it's like you've got like a perky bum.
And make it sort of rounder.
Rounder, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Brazilian bums are round.
Now that you're here, we want to ask you a question then.
Yes.
Because it was before we were asking about Brazilian bum cream.
What?
Because there is cream that will firm up your bum.
Oh.
And temporary.
Temporary.
Oh, right.
And you can buy it in like just normal stores.
Yeah.
But it's called Brazilian bum cream. You've never heard of this?
I've never heard of this.
Here, like I'm just going to show Zainab a photograph of it.
Yeah.
You've never seen that.
I have seen that.
What does it do? What does Brazilian bum cream do?
So I'm almost sure if you put the cream around your bum, it lifts it up, but it's not
that can't be real.
You don't go to the doctors around like that. Like, it's just, you can buy it in any shop. Sure, Centra maybe.
That's BBC.
That is BBC.
BBC.
Yeah.
BBL.
So even like somebody else said, oh, I saw you got BBL. And I was like, yeah.
Do they think it's the same thing?
I was going on and be like, oh, yeah. And then they were like, but like, I thought that you were happy with how you looked. And I was like, what the hell?
What does BBL actually stand for?
I don't know what it actually is. Go on.
Broadband light. I swear to God, BBL is called broadband light. Delivers broad spectrum visual and infrared light energy into the skin to regenerate skin cells and improve skin health.
Yeah, so it's like laser. So it's like a laser, like on different layers of your skin.
Did Virgin Media not do that? Broadband light.
Broadband light.
Brazilian butt lift. Get it now.
So yeah, so can I just squash that rumor?
Yeah.
I didn't get...
That's a good rumor. That's a great rumor to start. Everyone will be checking out. Something different about her.
No, like literally, what was it? Katja Mia, right? Looked at me the other day and literally turned to me when I said BBL. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah. I didn't realise trouble I have accidentally caused myself here.
BBL.
BBL.
Do you, Jim, now want to look at someone who has a BBL so we can see what it looks
just
like?
Just to see now. Just
for
to
research
know.
Purposes.
For research purposes only.
Okay, maybe I'll do that during Noah Kahan.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM 104's Ince $2,000.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Anne-Marie is on the phone this morning. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning.
What is the story with you?
Oh, I'm very excited. This is a dull week going back to work, so to get on Instagram is amazing.
Yeah, you're sounding very perky for a Thursday, first week in January.
I know, but I'm just trying to be positive. It's a hard week. Yeah.
So Anne-Marie works over in Townsend Street. Mm. And I don't know if you've driven over there recently. Mm. Have you seen the Travelodge there now?
That's right, in the corner of our work. That's fab.
Do you know when you think of Travelodge, you think of cheap and cheerful.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Purple and everything and all that. Yeah.
They've got these new fancy ones now.
Oh, yeah.
Restaurants in them and fanciness and all that. Yeah. Anyway, anyone who drives past Townsend Street these days all would say, have you seen the new Travelodge?
And the voice goes up. Can you do that for us, Anne-Marie? Can you tell us when you first saw the Travelodge? What did it sound like?
Oh, I saw it built from the ground up, so it was very exciting. Brick by brick, we were following that.
Step by step.
Oh, God.
Oh, turn
here on. Here we go. That's brilliant. That's a nod. It's a nod.
Oh.
Right. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
How are the confidence levels?
I know, I'm not very confident, but give it a go.
Okay, give us a power stance. Do a power stance to be ready to go. So don't forget, our new rules are you can pass. Also, we have to accept your first answer.
So be careful.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Gaston and Belle are both characters in which Disney movie?
Pass.
What type of food is a McFlurry?
An ice cream.
Where on your body would you get a manicure?
Your nails.
What is the seventh letter of the alphabet?
G.
True or false? Pink has a son called Jameson.
True.
What country are Venetians from?
Austria.
The Avensis is a car made by which manufacturer?
Toyota.
8 p.m. is what time in a 24-hour clock?
20 hours.
Who is the current host of TV shows Deal or No Deal, Catchphrase and In for a Penny?
Bradley.
Bangkok is in which country?
What was the question, sorry?
Bangkok is in which country?
Bangkok.
Bangkok.
Spain?
Spain. No, it's not Spain. And we've run out of time.
Did she just say Annie?
Anne-Marie, I think that's what she said. I love it.
Oh, it's January. Anne-Marie, you have a great voice, can I just say?
Yeah, really good
voice.
Like
a great
radio.
Voiceover artist.
Yes.
So you've got the full 10. Here is the questions. That's right, the answers. Gaston and Belle are from Beauty and the Beast. You passed that one.
Gaston.
No one drinks like Gaston. No one fights like Gaston. No one. And so it goes.
And the next one. So McFlurry is an ice cream. Mm-hmm. Fingernails and hands was a manicure. You got that one correct as well. So you've got two so far. What's the seventh letter in the alphabet? The answer is G. So you got three. Pink does have a son called Jemison. And this is one you got wrong. What country are Venetians from? Italy.
Italy, yes. The Avensis car is Toyota. 8 p.m. and a 24-hour clock is 20. You got that right as well. And Deal or No Deal and Catchphrase and In for a Penny is hosted by Stephen Mulhern. I love you're like, Bradley. To be honest, he hosts a lot of stuff. So
it's usually either or, to be honest with you these days.
Yeah. And Bangkok. Bangkok is in which country? Thailand.
Oh, Bangkok.
Yeah, wait, what did you think we said?
I
Benny Cox,
so I think of
Benny Dorm.
I know
Benny
Cox
from Thailand.
Which makes it even funnier.
I thought Benny
Cox. That kind of is Benny Dorm, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If you're heading over there on your holidays.
Oh my God. So,
you got 6 out of 10 today.
Yes.
Anne-Marie, that's pretty good.
You made us laugh today, which is the most important part of it. And you got a cuddle mug.
There you go. Cuddle mug for you.
Great.
Yes.
Anne-Marie, have a lovely day today, won't you?
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
It returns tomorrow. Can somebody do it in the first week? Let's see. And by the way, this is the best week to do it because not everyone's back until next week. So, you know, your odds are go up.
True. While everybody's asleep, get those texts in. Get the qualifying answer in.
Give us the Beauty and the Beast thing again.
No one drinks like Gaston. No one fights like Gaston. No one
like Gaston.
Thank you.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 6. CEPmooney.ie.
Right, we have to talk about Ray, okay? So she performed a good few times on Jules Holland's Hootenanny.
Hootenanny, yeah.
She was absolutely fantastic, but fans of Ray are praising her performance on the BBC last night. She performed a special gig in the Royal Albert Hall.
Oh, wow.
Girl can sing. Whoa.
Anyone who's ever stood on Lego can relate.
I did the exact same noise, yes, when I saw
it.
Wow. Lego.
Yes. Great for a Bond song.
Oh yes.
Casting by Crossy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Crossy for Broccoli.
Yeah.
Isn't that her name?
Yeah, Babs Broccoli, yeah.
Babs Broccoli, she's the creator.
Oh, I was like, what is happening? My brain glitching there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Right, so Paddy McGuinness gave his take on last night's darts final. He took to the social media after the match last night and he said this.
I am sweating. Absolutely love the darts, but gutted for Littler. Gutted for the lad. But Humphries, he was monstrous over those last few legs. Turned the screws. Deserves to win the championship, but... Littler will be back next year. And I've got to be honest, I'm blaming those cheerleaders at the top. Who thought it was a good idea to roll out a troop of cheerleaders while there were a 16-year-old lad on stage?
Now, there was probably another 20 seconds on that, but we can't air it on the radio. Right. He's very funny at the end.
Was Littler's girlfriend there as well?
She was, yeah. She was in the crowd.
Yeah.
And so was Romeo Beckham.
Oh,
and
right.
There was a lot of Spurs. I think he supports Spurs. There's a lot of Spurs
Littler
players.
Does.
Yeah.
Fair play to him. I like this kid.
You're speaking a language I do not understand, lads. But yeah.
And he loves kebabs. It's all good.
Yeah.
Bradley Walsh posted a video beside Brian Connolly this week. Brian Connolly's in EastEnders. He's axed out of it. Rocky, was that his name in it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, look, his friend needs a gig.
And sadly, now at the moment, the show's come to an end and... he's left a show on the BBC called EastEnders, so he's actually out of work. And I believe he's now looking for work. What can you actually do?
I could be you.
Can you sing?
Yes.
Can you dance?
Yes.
Can you act?
Yes.
Someone give him a job. Stop him bugging me. Thank you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Did you ever see him do an impersonation of Bradley?
No.
He wraps sellotape around his face.
Oh, we have seen that.
Yeah, and it really looks like him.
They look like brothers.
They look very similar anyway, yeah. But this is like when he puts the sellotape on, it looks really like him.
So my friend went back to work yesterday.
Yeah.
And said to me that, do you ever notice people who have families or go home to their families around Christmas time?
Yeah.
And that's all they see for the 2 weeks that they're off. And then when they come back to work, they're... and telling you everything and anything. He was like, I've had it twice today. And he says, it's quite annoying because obviously he's been out, he's been drinking, having fun and all that.
Talking to new people, yeah.
And he says he felt sorry for his friend. She went down to Kerry, to her family, but that's all she saw for the whole Christmas was the Kerry family.
So she's got all of this pepped up conversation that needs to come out. So your pal's getting it all in work.
Like a hungry dog at a black bag. So think of all them people today when you're going back to work. But I did see this overnight, all right? Last year, the amount of shows that were pirated, so that's when you rip them online and you don't watch them on the streaming services.
So it's illegal and we don't condone that.
No. Mm-mm. I don't know how to do it, first of all. I'm very bad at technology.
No, I don't know how to do it either.
No.
So you're bad at technology?
I'm really bad at technology. I don't know how to do it.
I've never done it and I don't know how to do it. And I don't know anyone who knows how to do it.
All right.
And I wouldn't do it myself.
Fair.
Yeah. Are we all good?
Yeah, we're all good. Yeah. Same as you guys. Yes, okay.
Yes, of course.
So here are the top 10, all right? In at number 10, Ted Lasso.
Oh, yes.
People. And these shows are all popular. That's why people have done it.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of Ted Lasso.
Because I think that's on Paramount or something, isn't it?
Apple TV.
Oh, sorry, Apple TV. Yeah.
Apple TV, yeah.
Amazon Prime Gen V. This was it only came out the back end of last year. People are watching it. Google Ghouls and all that sort of malarkey.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We're going to skip number 8 because I don't know it. Skip number 7, don't know that either. We're going to go to number 5. This is Disney Plus, Secret Invasion. Did you watch that?
No.
No, I never
watched that. I thought that was a Star Wars-esque sort of show.
No.
Secret Invasion. Marvels.
I find it difficult to keep up. The one thing I did watch was, I was telling you, the Percy Jackson thing on Disney Plus.
Oh, yes.
Good.
That's unbelievable. It's really good.
Secret Invasion, very good cast. Samuel L. Jackson and Emilia Clarke.
Oh, that's Marvel. Yeah.
Really, really good.
So that's in at number 5.
Okay.
In at number 4 is a Star Wars show. A-H-S-O-K-A.
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Legitimately, very good.
Really good?
Excellent, yeah.
Number three, we're going back to Marvel. So it's a bad day for Disney because they've loads on it. Loki.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Which I think people thought that was brilliant as well. Number two, of all over the world of people pirating and thieving,
yeah,
is The Mandalorian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which, again, is incredible.
So many people watch that.
I think I can guess the number one.
What's the number one?
Peaky Blinders.
Not Peaky Blinders. Oh.
White Lotus?
Not White Lotus doesn't appear in the top 10.
Oh, right. I'm surprised by that.
Give us a clue, Ross. You don't give us a clue.
Okay.
Oh, we're doing charades now.
Okay, the clue is...
Dinosaurs.
Not dinosaurs.
Avatar? No, wait. We're not talking Avatar. About a show, sorry.
It's a TV show.
Last of Us.
Correct and right. What did you think it was?
Cats.
Cats.
It did sound a bit like Cats.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to come to a stage that streaming services are going to come together and go, okay, we're taking the Michael here now. We need to have one place, the way Sky did years ago,
yeah,
to have one place to watch everything. Because it's a lot of money, and I think that's the reason why. Because, yeah, you know, people are tight for money. And again, I don't condone people pirating stuff. Yeah. But, like, that's a lot of money. If you're watching seven or eight different streamers, but how much is that a month?
If you, I don't know. So this is a genuine question.
Yeah.
It's not as good quality, though, if you pirate it.
I can't imagine it would be.
No, it'd be okay, but it wouldn't be good.
I remember back in the day, my dad, right? This is back in the 90s. He used to come home from work back 95, 96, and he'd bring in a load of Disney movies.
Yeah.
Like in tapes. And you'd always see some fella or some woman walking across it because they're going to the toilet. Someone is a pirate.
In the cinema. Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God. Actually, yeah, sure. I remember, like, my mom would like, there'd be somebody knocking on the door when we were living in Ballymun in the flats, and they just have loads of, like, videos, and they'd be like, "Do you want to buy me?" And we were like, "No, no, you're all right."
Now they've got devices.
I've forgotten that people used to do
that.
Yeah,
forgot about that too.
They have these devices now; they're infrared.
Okay.
That will show that if people are recording anything.
Oh, they can see that.
They
in
can
the
see everything now. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Which is cool. But back in the 90s, and I presume the 80s as well, it was a free for all.
I just picture somebody with a massive handheld video recorder just sitting in the middle of the cinema, just like, yep. Yeah.
Right. So I think bootlegs and music and the dodgy videos were always awful quality.
Yeah,
so bad.
Things have got better, but like, oof.
You'd have Mowgli in the Man Village with Baloo the bear, and all of a sudden some fella's going to the toilet with a bit of popcorn stuck in his shirt.
I used to buy cassettes of concerts on O'Connell Bridge.
What?
And they were terrible, and you could hear people talking in the. Like, I'd be like, I'll be back in a minute. You could hear all this stuff better than the music. And I used to spend money on it.
Do you still have them in the attic or
something? Yeah, I do.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah, and the covers were the best part. Somebody would put a lot of effort into the covers.
Oh, God, I love that.
80s and 90s pirates were happy with, not with the new one.
No.
But we understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Our Irish pal that we know and love, yeah, right? He was recently on a podcast, right? So he was talking about like different things that happened when he was like performing on stage. Mm. Back in 2017, he was in Hamlet.
Yeah.
And he stopped the performance. It just fully just stopped everything because a guy in the audience just took out his laptop.
Laptop. Oh, come on. It's back.
Not your little phone. Yeah.
And this is a theatre production.
A proper theatre production.
You know, the tickets for those shows are not cheap.
No, like 60.
Oh, and the
at
rest.
At the very least.
And the rest.
Yeah, I'm going to one in February.
Yeah.
And it's costing us £120 each.
So imagine
each?
Some
each.
Imagine some flute takes his laptop out. Like, ladies wouldn't take a laptop out, would they?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think
it's
so.
Be a bloke.
It's become an epidemic now, I think, for people that they feel it's okay. Like, bring it down to our level.
Yeah.
Buses. On nights out.
Yeah.
What do you mean on nights out?
Or even like if you're going for a coffee now, if you jump into insomnia there now,
yeah.
You will see someone happily take a video call and chat to somebody like they're chatting to someone in front of them.
Yeah. No.
And I think Andrew Scott's at the start of it now, seeing that go, no.
They weren't doing a video call, were they?
No, but they were sending an email and he literally was staring at your man for a very, very, very long time. That's, and everybody around him, and he didn't realise, like he didn't realise that he was being looked at.
Very offensive.
But then he went on further, right, to say that he realised it was his agent.
Andrew Scott's agent.
His agent.
Ah! Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Which obviously you'd be like, fair play, you're but still not, working on my behalf.
It's but
also,
agent.
No.
Sack the agent. He's no respect for his work.
He's
good luck.
And especially, did you do Hamlet in school?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God, the amount of words at Hamlet.
Yeah.
Like soliloquies and all those jokes.
Yeah.
So many.
So he knows them though. But like, if somebody's flashing a torch, or looking at their phone, but a laptop.
Yeah, how gas. How gas. Yep, this agent.
And I think Irish people, we get this, you know, we don't mind calling people out.
No, in the cinema, yeah, you wouldn't turn that off, would you?
Yeah. All the time. So oh, fair here. Play to him that he was able to stop it, because that would have wrecked everyone else's performance.
Oh my God, everybody, you're pulled out of it. Sure, I get really annoyed if somebody takes out a phone at a concert, never mind in a cinema.
At a concert, I don't care.
I kind of get annoyed, especially if they're standing on, like, I'm looking at the gig through your phone.
Oh yeah.
Move it out of the way.
Mess with your view.
Yeah. Move. There's basically everywhere. If you're going to take a call, walk out of the room. If you're going to text someone, make sure the light's on dim.
But they tell you, especially in the theatre, they tell you to turn off all your devices before it starts.
Laptop.
That's ridiculous.
And where was the fella going, you know, with the lights? You know, what are they called? Ushers.
Oh, yeah.
They always walk up. They're usually straight up.
Yeah. Also, Carsey, I'm still upset that you're always giving out about people taking phone calls in cafes and stuff like that. And I'm like, that's me.
Would you do that? No.
Would you have headphones on?
No.
What? What?
No, tell him as well. Buses as well. Video calls,
but
Jim.
But it wouldn't be on for long. Not for long.
What? You think you know someone? Seven to four. Now, the traitors began last night.
Yes, 9 p.m. I've set it to record. I set it to record, so I still haven't watched it yet. But there's spoilers out there, isn't
there? Yeah, so the thing about the traitors is what makes it work for the BBC is that people who were like old school Big Brother fans would sit down to watch it like a sports fan would, because it's
live
on terrestrial television. And that's how it works, because you can interact on TikTok, Instagram or whatever. And if you're watching it live, you can say, oh, Mary, I think it's Mary.
They don't make it obvious who it is, no?
No, but it's one of those shows that you love watching it while watching Twitter.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those kinds of shows.
Okay.
So last night when the show was over, the BBC in the UK put the next two episodes online.
Oh.
And all these proper fans and people who've watched it since 2 years ago have said, you've kind of ruined it now, because we want to discuss last night's episode.
It's like
today.
Doing The Apprentice three episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone says here, I have to mute everything and I'm still fighting for my life all morning, trying to avoid spoilers. And then someone else that I saw said earlier on, said in the third episode, something wild happens in it, that if you watch the first episode, it's going to ruin second and third because of this thing. So it must be some character
that
completely changes
away.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So there is a psychic in it, right? There's a
clairvoyant.
A clairvoyant called Diane.
I like her already.
And she's been able to work it. She was able to detect a traitor from the off after seeing one of them and guessing who it was.
Well, you know what? She'd kind of have to, wouldn't
yes.
she? She'd want to know.
Now, the only thing is, somebody tweeted or X'd this. Is that, what do you call a tweet now? Anyway,
can
I don't care.
Can we still call it tweets, please?
My mother is on the traitors. My mother is on the traitors. My mother is on the traitors. She's bonkers. I'm scared. That is by Kerr Logan. Kerr Logan was in Game of Thrones.
Oh.
He was. He played the character of Alias Grace. No. Who's credit? No, sorry. That's the show he was in. He played the character of Matos Seaworth, the son of Sir Davos Seaworth, Liam Cunningham's son.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see him now. Yeah, I recognise him.
His ma is Diane.
No, she's a clairvoyant.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that is hilarious. That is hilarious. Okay.
They're saying that a lot of people love her already.
Yeah.
They said this girl, she's like the woman who looks after the cul-de-sac's neighborhood watch committee.
That's brilliant.
I'm going to watch it tonight, but there's a lot of older people in it, and I think that's why people are loving it.
Yeah.
Because they're more cutthroat and they've got experience with life.
And they've no filters.
Yes.
I'm going to watch tomorrow's ones tonight.
Just skip tomorrow's the first one. Oh, no.
If the third one's already up,
sorry.
I'm going to watch tomorrow.
Sorry, I'm really sorry.
I'll let you know what happens on Saturday night.
Yeah.
No problem.
It looks great. And yeah, just keep an eye on Twitter if you are going to watch it tonight or catch up on it. That three episodes are out and people just can't help themselves these days. They all have to binge watch.
Well, 9 o'clock, is it?
It's nine o'clock. It's on again next week.
Yeah, okay.
So it's every week, dropping once a week.
All right. So
on the BBC, yeah. 9 o'clock.
I'm going to try and have Will Power and just watch one a week. One a week.
Yeah.
Can we please?
The way it's intended.
Yeah.
That's the thing about the thing that Jamie Dornan's in. They played the first episode of it earlier this week.
Yeah.
But all of them are on the player.
Oh, no.
So you can go ahead and have a little gander if you want.
And I have no self-respect. I have no self, what you call that thing, where I have to watch it.
Discipline. Yeah. Don't even know the word.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 6. CEPmooney.ie.
So before the break, I was asking you about how many episodes of the show Mr. Bean, not the cartoon, of the actual show.
The Rowan Atkinson show.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess 40.
Oh, I'm going to say, I'm thinking in seasons, right? So I'm saying there's probably like four seasons with maybe like eight episodes a season. What's that? What's 4 multiplied by 8?
32.
I'm going 32.
You're both wrong. This is going to shock and awe you today.
Okay.
There was only ever 15 episodes of Mr. Bean.
15?
There was never any seasons. It was just 15 episodes.
You're joking me.
Whether it was specials or anything like that.
Oh my God. I thought there was way more. I really thought there was way more.
Do you remember that show that you'd see as a kid and sometimes they throw it in as a children's show, Bagpuss?
Oh, yes.
Bagpuss in a little shop and there's little mice and all kinds of really retro, old show. How many of those?
Oh, I'm going to say 25.
Probably about 50, I'd say.
6.
What?
And just repeat all the time.
Yeah. You're a kid, you don't care. You think you've seen it all before. 6 episodes.
That is crazy. Yeah. And this is another thing that will shock you. There's a reason why I'm talking about Mr. Bean. Mm. But Mr. Bean was created and written by Rowan Atkinson and Richard Curtis.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
As in Love Actually, Richard
Curtis. Yeah, yeah.
I never knew that.
No,
He did Blackadder as well.
Oh,
he did.
So Richard Curtis and Ben Elton did Blackadder, and Richard Curtis did all the Mr. Bean. He's very, very
And Ben Elton also had a hand in Mr. Bean
as well.
Yeah, oh my God,
funny
I had
guys.
No idea. I used to love watching Blackadder though as well.
Yeah.
So good.
I never knew it was all different. It was all played by different people, as in, you know, it was a different side of the story.
Same cast.
Yeah. But anyway, the reason why we're talking about Mr. Bean this morning is that Rowan Atkinson is coming back for it, but it's the cartoon. And this time he's doing 52 11-minute episodes where he's produced it and he's also going to put a voice to it. They're on season 4 at the minute and there's tons of them right across HBO.
Yeah.
But it's mad that he wants to still do it, but not do it.
Well, he did a thing a couple of years ago. It's very funny. I think it's on Disney. I'm not sure where it is. And it's called The Bees or sort of The Bees.
Oh, yes, that was very good.
And it's him. He's looking after a house, a really posh house.
Yeah, very posh house.
And the bee comes in and the bee starts buzzing around his head. And whatever happens, he just wrecks the gaff. So it's Mr. Bean style. And he's not talking in it. It's very funny physical comedy.
And in crazy other news about it, I'm telling this is like a Mr. Bean segment.
It is, yeah.
In 2 days' time, he's going to be 69.
Oh.
He's
not Bean.
I feel like he's always been the age that he is now for the last 30, 40 years.
Is he in Wonka, isn't he?
He is in Wonka, yeah.
Yeah, he's always in British films.
He's in Wonka.
He is looking after the priests.
Sorry, yes. He was very good in that.
Yeah, he's in loads of those movies. He's in loads of those, like Four Weddings and a Funeral. Is he in Love Actually as well?
Yes, he's doing the garnishing of the present, more or less.
That's right, yes. And there's a fan theory that he's slowing it down because he knows it's for the mistress.
Oh.
He's trying to annoy him by slowing it down so he changes his mind. There's a fan theory. I stood beside Rowan Atkinson in a queue.
Is he a tall man?
You think so, yeah. I can't really remember. Yeah, I think he is.
But
do you know when somebody, and it's like, he looks a bit like Rowan. That's Rowan Atkinson. And then it was queuing up for a comedy show at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody twigged. It's like, oh my God, Mr. Comedy's in the queue. And people asked for photographs, and he said, "I'm sorry, I don't really want to."
He doesn't
that.
Look like a fella who takes photographs.
No, he's a very shy guy.
Oh, is he? So he kind of seems like a little, the kind of timid, but then not.
But I think if you did meet him, you'd want to just go Bane.
Yeah.
Or Bane.
Yeah, I don't think anyone did that, but people were looking for selfies and pictures and stuff or autographs.
I think I just go up and ask him for directions or something, just so I could say I spoke to him.
Spoke to
like
him,
I wouldn't
and
want
he
to.
He wouldn't
bother.
Talk. He just go.
No,
he can't even do that on the radio because he can't even see me doing the actions.
He seemed like a lovely guy, just very, very, very shy.
And okay. That is your Mr. Bean update today. Yes.
Anybody else got any more Bean? No. Okay, that's it.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.